Severe staff deficits also exist in the National Ambulance Service, and this needs to be addressed urgently. In Letterkenny, because the hospital is unable to take patients quickly enough, ambulances are forced to queue outside the hospital and wait with their patients rather than dropping them off. This is causing severe delays in the ambulance service and is putting people suffering in emergency in Donegal in a very dangerous position. For years, I've been calling for at least 3 additional ambulances and crews in Donegal to meet the demand we have. We need one in Letterkenny, another in Inchon, and one in Killybegs. As it currently stands, a call out to Glencoe and Kill can barely meet the call out requirements when the crew is based in Killybegs. But as well as this, the Killybegs crew are often also expected to cover Donegal town. It is a dangerous and unsustainable situation. We need to be investing in adequately staffing our ambulance service, our public health service, and our community hospitals. I strongly believe we should be investing in better community healthcare, as it is often underfunded, understaffed, and underutilised. And not only would it significantly benefit the community, but it would also take the pressure off our regional and national hospitals. This is something that the government needs to consider going forward and needs to take some time. And maybe during the general election, it's actually something that we'll see some changes that may take place. And whoever is in the new government, they might actually deal with that situation once and for all, rather than letting continuing on from crisis to crisis and lurching from disaster to disaster as we have.